our friends, it's Mo.
And
And we're back for the final episode of season 5 of 52 Dates podcast. How have you been?
Let me just say the final episode of 2023.
Not season 5?
Oh, I'm sorry. See, that's exhaustion right there. I was like, the season part just went right over my head. I was like, wait, this isn't the last show ever.
Yeah, no. This is our creative outlet.
It is. It actually is. But I've been okay. I've been good. I just been, you know, a lot of work travel. So just moving and grooving. How about you?
I had fun travel. I just got back from Italy to come back into work and get a small taste of what G's every day is, because I helped facilitate in-person event. It was only for like 20 people, but it's something to add to my resume. And it was fun. You do get to see the instant gratification, which is awesome. Like with my regular work, I don't always necessarily see the instant result of it. Mm-hmm. So that was cool. But that being said, came back from Italy right into this in-person meeting. I am exhausted.
I am sure you are.
And this weekend's going to be hella busy too, so maybe I'll get some sleep the following week.
Sleep is important.
Yeah. But we'll see.
Okay. This is, you know, make sure that you were not running on fumes.
Yeah, I mean, the good thing is every time, like every night when I go to sleep, it's been a deep sleep. Like, okay. It's not like, but I'm also still somewhat on Italy time. Like, I'm still waking up at like 4:30 in the morning.
Okay.
So my body still hasn't adjusted to, and I'm like trying to be like, all right, well, let me just get up and work out. I did it once this week.
Okay.
So we'll see how that continues to carry over.
Here for it.
But I'm also like excited for the holidays. I didn't get to decorate yet, so I'm going to decorate on Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah. Gina has not decorated yet, just for y'all know.
And Gina won't be.
Boo.
Yeah.
The things I would do if I had your space, I would probably be so exhausted.
I don't know. Decorating has just never been my thing. I feel like if I were to have bigger space, then I would. But I feel like everything right now is just a little cramped as is. That I'm like, I'm okay.
I am. Sorry. Our friend just sent me a video on Insta where this guy spent, I think he said like 200 hours decorating his apartment. It looked really nice. But I'm just like, I don't know, like, as much as I love decorating and having the Christmas decorations up.
200 hours?
Yeah.
Baby.
I know it's going to be at least, like, I have to put away my fall decorations and then do my Christmas decorations. So I know that's right there is going to be, like, at least 2 to 3 hours of me decorating.
Yeah.
So I don't know how he did 200 hours. It looked beautiful, though. And he said every year he adds more.
Okay.
So. And it started because his mom got sick. And so he did it 1 year. And then the next year she was like,
you gotta do it again.
Basically. And he made it bigger and better every year. Now he's like in his 50s. So.
Goodness.
So. Final date count update.
You going first or?
Mine. Oh, so you know what? My last one was 15, and I realized I forgot that I went to this, like, storytelling event.
Mm-hmm.
So my final count is 16. So I didn't hit my goal. I had great plans for this weekend. Like, I had things that I was going to do, and I ended up laying on my couch the entire weekend. So.
Real. Real, real.
And you?
Drum roll. So So we've made it to 25, which actually was one of my champagne bottles, my little mini bottles. So I
you get did to that. Pop one.
Mm-hmm. But the year isn't over yet. So we have a trip coming up and my birthday.
Yeah, so maybe first episode we both will hit our actual
Yeah, I'll goal. Definitely hit the 26.
Yeah. I'm confident that we can do it. There's some movies coming out too that there's two movies I want to go see, and there's like some holiday pop-up stuff that I want to do. I wanted to do it this week, but again, I was just too tired after all these work events.
I actually still, like, I think for me, one of the things that I'm just kind of just still impressed with is just even with all of my travels to, you know, actually have like 26 dates. That's a date every other week.
On average, yeah. That's... And that was our intent. The yeah, intent no, was but to I'm make like, sure that...
Like, with the schedule that, like, I'm... Kudos. I'm a little shocked.
Good.
So, yeah.
Today, this year's, like, you know, I took myself on a little day trip. That was the first time I had done that. It was nice. Like, I'm not sure how often I would do that, but mm-hmm. it was a good day. So...
Okay.
Maybe something to continue.
I like it.
Or not.
Yeah.
We'll see. But
you know, I'm always down for a good solo time.
You know, but the thing is, like, living by myself, like, I have solo time all the time. But it was like the like not having to like depend on someone. Like, I wanted a beach day. No one could go. Like, oh, I can just go by myself. It's right there. Like,
yeah.
That was the good learning experience, I guess.
Understood.
We also had a lot of travel. Hopefully, we have another girls' trip.
Mm-hmm.
The
mm-hmm.
NFL announced their international games, and Australia is not one of them. So, Australia will get delayed for a year. I really wanted it to be for my 40th, so...
Wait, I thought it, so, like, they just moved it?
The rumor was that it would be in Australia and Dallas would play. But nothing is officially decided until they have their owners meeting in December of each year.
Got it.
So they decided on Brazil instead of Australia.
Ooh.
So it might be, like, a last-minute Brazil trip because they haven't announced which teams will play there.
Got it. When do they announce which teams?
So we should find out soon... which teams will have international games, but we just won't know the dates until like May.
Okay.
Because I've never been to Brazil either, so, you know.
Yeah.
Could be a cool time. But it's, I think, like, I know this is not what the podcast is about. I think the NFL has done a really good job of marketing. Like, I need to know who's on their marketing team.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have, like, their whole Nickelodeon thing where they now have kids analyzing it for kids, the expansion of the international games. I've kind of copied how we do our communications from some of the NFL communications. Cause we used to like, we would always do like the background at the top. And I was like, look, background's important, especially if you have new people, but mm-hmm. it's the same background. We don't have to have that at the beginning of the communication. Move that to the end. Start with what the purpose of this one is, and then any background we need, we could just add it at the end because the background is the same.
Mm-hmm.
And it took a while to adopt, but for most of our communications now, we've adopted that, and I saw that on the NFL. The only thing I don't like is how much they show Taylor Swift, which that's becoming really contentious across the league. Like, one dude's not even going to be announcing the playoffs because he was like, I'm not going to be talking about her. He was like, she's not the reason why people are watching the game. And the NFL was like, oh, well, I guess you can't announce the games. I'm like, I really have been wanting to look into how much viewership.
They say it's increased.
I know that the Travis Kelce's jersey sales have gone up. But I've been looking, like, on occasion, I'll check to see what's the most viewed game for that week.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I've seen the Chiefs once. Like, usually shows you the top five games. Mm-hmm. and I don't think I've seen the Chiefs once. So it's like maybe their viewership has gone up, but by how much? Like we're saying it's increased.
Yeah.
But how much? Because I've also looked at the NFL Instagram account to see the likes. Posts about Taylor Swift get a lot of likes, but their other posts are about the same. So I'm like, you guys may have gotten more followers, but they're not really following the content unless you're talking about Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then you have a whole segment of fans who don't want to hear about her as often.
Yeah. Or at all.
Or at all. So it's just interesting to me, like, so I've been wanting to look into what have the actual numbers been. Like, mm-hmm. how much of an increase is it? And quite honestly, what I'm most interested in is that the Chiefs fan base hasn't turned on her and they've been losing. And so I remember when Jessica Simpson was dating Tony Romo, mm-hmm. anytime the Cowboys didn't do well, she got so much heat. And there was like another, I can't remember who it was. There was another, oh, Giselle in the beginning used to get a lot of heat when she was dating Tom. But Tom... Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wins a lot. So it's when he retired, people blamed Giselle too. And she was like, fuck you guys. Like,
I'm not even with him.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think it's interesting. I think also is the Chiefs aren't out of the playoffs yet. So I don't think the fans are. But when you start looking at the post, a lot of people are like, stop posting about her. We do not care.
That makes sense.
So. Maybe that'll be like a little fun project for me. I really want to see how much has it increased. Because mm-hmm, mm-hmm. they keep saying it's increasing, but I'm like,
Has it really?
Yeah, and she's always been an Eagles fan. So all of a sudden, like, all you guys all of a sudden love football because she's dating Travis Kelce, who might be retiring after this season. So I am impressed that she's on tour and she's still been coming to the games.
Is she on tour?
She's on tour, and she's on her international leg of her tour right now.
Oh, okay.
So she's going to, like, different countries and then coming and watches games on Sundays, which I think that's pretty awesome.
I was like, that's love.
Yeah. I mean, she's also probably flying in a private jet, and she could sleep the whole time she's on the jet, mm-hmm. so it's a little different, but it's still pretty awesome.
Luxurious life.
Because her tours apparently aren't, like, any... They're not small fries. Like, her tours are pretty intense from what I've heard. I've never been.
You know, I know nothing about her, so. Yep.
All right, so in the beginning of this year, we also did champagne goals.
Mo really did it. I only did a quarter of them.
I didn't hit any of my fitness goals. I got close to one of my weight goals. No, that's a lie. I hit one of my fitness goals. I got close to hitting one of my weight goals. So those are still mm-hmm. not popped. But everything else, like the date counts, financial, I hit those.
Oh, well, that's what's up.
Yeah. So excited about that.
I think there's another one over there. Oh, no, not that one. Spoke at a... I mean, I was a moderator at the conference. I don't know if that counts as speaking. Oh, that one. I thought I had that one already. So there was another one that I don't remember what it was now.
Yeah, because you have four.
Yeah.
So we will do it again next.
I know what that one was.
What?
Increase my income.
Oh, and yes, you hit that one.
I did.
So we both hit our financial and date goals.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We'll be back at it next year. I think it was a fun activity.
I really enjoyed it. I'm going to actually come up with, it's supposed to be 12, right?
Yeah, one per month.
I'm going to come up with it and see. I'm actually going to try to do if I can have like the monthly goal. It'd be like, okay, like, can I meet January's?
And you remember my little side goal was hitting all my Apple Watch challenges. Mm-hmm. I missed two of the 12 months, and I'm on track to hit December, so okay. I did pretty good with that one too. So in that case, I did hit my fitness goals, but I didn't hit like the actual fitness and weight goals. I
movement is movement, boo.
Yeah,
so congrats to you.
Next excuse me. Look, my thing was like, don't even fix yourself to try to lie. But I do want to try to run a half marathon again next year.
Okay.
But I said we'll see how consistent I am around April, and then I'll decide whether or not
okay.
I'm gonna try to run like in the fall.
Got it.
So, because it's been a while. But yeah. So I think, like, you know, we usually keep these last episodes short and sweet. Looking forward, you know, we'll keep dating.
Yes.
Hopefully we'll have, like, more interesting and fun news in the upcoming year.
2024.
Yeah. Like, maybe Monique will have a boyfriend. We'll see.
Speak it into existence.
What's your hope for 24? I'm not gonna speak for you.
You know, there is that man that I'm dating. So I would say, you know, taking it to the next level would be great for 2024.
We're not gonna make her say what the next level is. It could be a lot of things. We'll leave it at that. I will say, you got to listen to his recording, and sorry for my sound. I was traveling a lot, and we recorded it in between, like, me getting back from a trip and preparing for my next trip, and I didn't plug my mic in, and I should have. So apologize for my sound. Phil came through perfectly though.
Mm-hmm.
Any comments, suggestions, thoughts on that?
On what?
On Phil's.
Oh, I told him, I was just like, there were some points where I was just like, oh, why is he so sweet? Like, I was blushing, like, for most of it. It was so funny because I told him, I was like, you know, he was so on point with, like, he's very 50-50 when it comes to, like, sometimes he'll do things in advance, and then sometimes he'll be like, yo, bro, you gonna do this? You know, it just,
he was very forthcoming with that, because I was like, mm-hmm. I mean, I did say it. I was like, no, she's told me, like, you've done things without her asking. Yeah. And sometimes she does have to ask, I mean.
Yeah, and sometimes I have to repeat. But, yeah, I just thought that was funny, because I was just like, oh, yeah, he was very truthful and honest about that. So, but apparently, I'm an asshole to you.
I talked to our other friend about that too, and she was like, who is this sweet person he's talking about?
Ciao. Anywho.
I will say G is someone that's very dependable.
All the time.
Doesn't make her less of an asshole, but, you know. Of the three of us, I'm not the asshole in the group.
I just happen to be very blunt, very honest, but my girls know that whatever they need, if they need me to be there, if they're like, whatever it is, like, I will damn near rearrange my schedule in order to make it happen. So, yeah, that's not an asshole.
But no, it was good. It was good to hear his answers, you know. Phil and I always have good convo.
Yeah, and then he said that. He was like, no, like, you know, they're like friends. So it was just like I was chatting up with a friend. And that was like, she was also trying to be nosy with one of her questions. But
which question was I being nosy with? Because I will say, he brought up the fact that I didn't give him, like, an Inquisition. Like, the first
mm-hmm.
official episode he was on. Yeah. And I was like, because that's not my role in the friend group.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to fish for.
No, I noticed. I noticed. Mm-hmm.
Did he catch on? He just.
I know.
I mean, what are friends for?
Yep.
But David, I was gonna say something about the convo. I had to introduce him to Toby. I ended up sending him the link.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because when you text me, I was like, we are not talking about Kunta Kinte.
That is the first place that I went, is Kunta Kinte.
But there's something else in that. Oh, can you solve the debate? He's been on every season, right? Maybe I need to go back. I think maybe there's one.
Need to go back.
Yeah, I think maybe there's one that he hasn't been on.
I would say there's for sure at least one season he has not been on.
And I think that was a season where Bridge was on quite a few episodes.
Yeah.
But I think other than that, he's been on at least one episode every season.
I agree.
I was hoping you had went back and looked before we came. I know. Girl, usually that's my job.
You hoped it, but you didn't think that.
All right, guys. We wish you the bestest of holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy holidays.
Whatever it is you celebrate, just also remember self-care throughout the process while being with, sometimes, depending on your family, it can be enjoyable times. It can also be stressful. So remember to step away if you need to. Remember to breathe. Take time for yourself. And then just, you know, rest. We're going into a new year. Don't go into the new year stressed.
And I think we'd be remiss if we don't, you know, holidays are hard for some people. You know, don't be shy about reaching out. I know that's easier said than done. If you have a friend who you know is by themselves during the holiday season, reach out to them because you never know what state they're in. We'll also mention the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. So you can just dial 988 or text 988 if you need someone to talk to. We know the holidays can be hard for some people. So
yeah.
Just want to touch on that. While briefly, it's super important. I think that's it.
Yes.
Happy holidays. Bye.
Now do a shout out.
Oh, we can do a shout out.
My bad.
Do we normally do a shout out?
I don't know, but I was going to do one.
Okay. Just kidding.
Just shouting out to those who have been with us since season one, but the newbies and those who will continue to bring us into 2024.
Bye.